for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday afternoon, December the 31st, 2009. Garla Batod is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on The Curse of the Bastard. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That person who would be treated like me as a child has the same spirit as somebody who was totally abused and neglected. So it's no respecter of persons. It's no respecter of persons. It can be in any family, from any family. You see a good family who's all godly and everything's all in order. That doesn't exclude those children from the bastard spirit. Don't be deceived about that. I think it's in everybody. Okay, now, that rejection thing, here are some ways that it affected me. The inferiority complex, it caused me, because I felt so inferior and that everybody else was better than me, I didn't even care about myself. It'll cause you not to care about yourself. So while all the other teenage girls are primping and fixing their hair and wearing all the cute clothes and everything, just any old thing will do for me. Just any old thing doesn't matter, because I don't matter, because everybody else is better. That is for them, not for me. You know, you used to see these kids in school and everybody's at the cafeteria table, and four or five chairs down, all by themselves, sits a kid. They were usually ostracized. They did it to themselves at first, and then everybody else did it because they did it to themselves. I used to really feel sorry for those kids. I mean, I had a heart of compassion for those kids, basically because I felt like it should have been me down there ostracized. I did have a little group of friends, but, you know, my heart always broke for those kids. There was, you know, this one particular guy in my class that, you know, went all from first grade all the way to 12th grade. And many times we were in the same class together. But I know now why. I used to wonder, why is he so dirty? Why does he wear dirty clothes? Why is his hair so dirty? I mean, he had like crusted dirt on his skin. He was just unclean. He didn't take care of himself. Nobody else took care of him. But even when he got bigger, he had terrible body odor to the point that you couldn't even be around him. But see, that spirit of rejection will cause a person not even to care about themselves, not to keep themselves clean and presentable, because they feel so rejected, and they do that so that is the reason they are rejected and not because they don't count. Does that make sense to you? They don't wash their hair. They don't keep their clothes clean. And then because they are rejected, you will see a lot of times, I think that's why these kids that dress like goth, you know, gothic, it's to repel people. You know, it's to be so kind of scary that, you know, you won't be around them. And then I believe that is the root of why we have gangs and even cults. They're looking for all of these people who are rejected, and they all have familiar spirits with each other, and they come together and they form a family of rejected people. And they're full of violence, and they're full of hatred, and they're full of anger. And so they ravage all those things over there. They're violent, they're predatory, they're destructive, they're thieves, they ruin things, they loot. They take the booty, something taken by force. They just take it. They'll put a gun to you and take it. That is a manifestation of the bastard spirit. And nowadays, you know, a while ago I said that today it means that they will be spiritually separated from the congregation of the Lord. They're just not interested in the things of God. And you look at where we are today in our society with so many illegitimate babies being born, that in 15 to 20 years, when that generation of all of these bastards, you know, that's a terrible word. It's very offensive, but that's what it is. But we say illegitimate children or born out of wedlock. They are going to have no interest in the things of God. Now, can you imagine a whole generation of people who have no interest in the things of God? And they will have this spirit. Now, there will be exceptions, of course. Children who are taken in, loved. But, I mean, I tell you, they can be taken in and loved and doted and given to and lavished with everything and still have all these manifestations. But if you know about deliverance, you can break that spirit off of them. Let's see. And because of that rejection, that unloving spirit is there. They build up a wall. It's like, all right, nobody's going to hurt me anymore. Nobody's even going to reject me anymore. I'm just going to put up walls. I just won't even connect with anybody. And so you build up these walls of self-protection. And what it does is it isolates you. Let me tell you, Satan loves to isolate people. He wants to isolate you so he can kill you. A lot of people with the bastard spirit will end up killing themselves. They'll commit suicide. There are suicides from other reasons, but a lot of people that finally do that, it's because they were in so much pain, so much loneliness and isolation. Okay, let's see. Pride is another spirit that goes with the bastard spirit. Because if you're rejected, those that want to work their way into being accepted, you know, some of them will just totally withdraw, build up the walls. And then there's others who, you know, it must be something that I need to do better. I need to work. I need to excel. They become overachievers. They become workaholics to give themselves a feeling of self-worth. They're driven. That's the flip side of the fear, is the pride. They become man-pleasers. They will wear a mask. They take on a false persona so that people can, maybe they'll accept the false persona. And so they put on this mask. And they're hiding behind that. They become delusional. So the fear, back to the fear, you have that terror on every side. There are those who have a fear of being noticed. They have fear of failure. They have fear of success. They have fear of loss. They're unable to belong. When I was a kid, when I was a young girl, boy, there were things I wanted to belong to, join, whatever. But I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I wouldn't even show any interest in it because that was for that group. It wasn't for me. When I got older and started dating, I would not date a guy who wanted to take me fancy places because that was for another kind of girl, not me. And there is an ugly spirit attached to this spirit too. It makes you feel ugly. You know, you'll look in the mirror, but you don't see what's really there. You see what the spirit tells you. And so, as a result of that, you know, you don't even try to look nice. It's a plain Jane spirit. It's get up, put on any old thing. Doesn't matter if it's wrinkled or stained or has holes in it or You know, it's because you just really don't care. That's what that spirit does to you. You reject your own self. Then you get into self-hatred. See, it's a progression. You get into self-hatred. There's so much pain, and it causes girls and guys to start cutting themselves. And if they won't do that because that's so bizarre, well, they just go get pierced, and then pierced again, and pierced again, and pierced again, and pierced again. Let somebody else inflict pain on you. And then you get addicted to that. Tattoos. Many tattoos. You know, there's an addiction to tattoos. And it's almost like drugs in that they don't realize that there is a spiritual pain there, a need. And so while that pain is hurting to get that tattoo, it distracts you. And then so it's like, well, I think I'll go get another tattoo. You know, it's a perverted comfort. It's a false comfort. And or there's alcohol, or there's drugs, or there's cigarettes, or there's food. Food. You know, that's one we don't look at very much. That I had a lady that had a stroke, and she called me one day, and she was so upset, and it was hard to understand her anyway, but when she was upset, it was really hard to understand her. And by the time I could get her calmed down enough so that I could understand what she was saying, she wants to be healed. She wants to come out of that wheelchair. And somebody at her church told her that the reason she was not being healed was because she smoked. And I said, let me ask you a question. Were any of those people telling you that fat? Were they overweight at all? Well, yeah, all of them. I said, see, sin is sin. But we want to justify our sin or not even see it as sin, but see somebody else's sin and point it out to them and then condemn them for it. I don't know why we hurt people like that. You know, the ministry is about love and helping people come out of the pain and the hurts that they're in. And many times I've heard it said, Christians are the only ones who shoot their wounded or kick them when they're down or whatever. We need to stop that. God doesn't like that. He doesn't like it. Then you have that unloving spirit that will keep you from having intimacy in friendships and even in your marriage. It'll cause you not to have intimacy. It's a very, very destructive spirit. There is... So with all of those things that we feed our pain with, then you enter into bondage. Bondage to sex, drugs, alcohol, overeating, and self-hatred. It can even be the cause of eating disorders, like anorexia. They just starve themselves to death. They don't even deserve to eat. There is a spirit that torments those people that tells them that they shouldn't eat. And there's a lying spirit there too. Just like when you look in the mirror, there's a lying spirit that tells you that you're ugly. That cruel spirit that just torments you. It's a terrible spirit. And I hate it. And God hates it. Because it's standing in the way between you and God. And the very thing you need is His love. His love is the answer to every single problem that we have. Okay, so there's also fantasy. You have arrested development with this spirit. It will arrest your ability to mature properly. So it's called arrested development. Sometimes you'll have this Peter Pan spirit. You just never want to grow up. You want to be a child. Because even though you still have that spirit, if you're a child, children get away with things that adults can't. So they never want to grow up. And a lot of children that have this, because they're so isolated, they'll get into fantasy, they'll get into books, romance novels, and then And then when you reach puberty and the hormones kick in, well, then they turn to a different kind of fantasy. They'll turn to pornography, masturbation. That's very prevalent in people with the bastard spirit because it's, you know what, it sounds crazy, but if nobody else is going to love you, then you can love yourself. You just end up making love to yourself. That's a demon. And with that, the danger of that is, with that, incubus and succubus spirits gain a hold. Then you have spirits that come to your bed at night, and they will make love to you. And the problem with that is, see, once these sexual things come in, all these demonic forces come in, Satan will begin to claim you as his own. It's a demonic thing, and Satan decides that, no, you're not the bride of Christ. Let me tell you, you're my bride. So there's a spirit called the spirit of the bride of Satan. And so that needs to be broken. That needs to be broken. It goes right along with masturbation, pornography, all of that. And then, once that comes into your life, you have guilt, you have shame, you have self-hatred. And if the way you want to work this out is through whoredom and prostitution, then you open yourself up to all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases. You see how it progresses? It just takes over your whole life. And that spirit of the bride of Satan, it will claim, even in a marriage, it will claim the husband and it will claim the wife, so that the husband and the wife can't really be one. They can't even really have a healthy sexual relationship because that thing is in the way. In the way, and it's a real problem with pornography this day and time. It's ruining marriages all over the country because see, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They think it doesn't hurt anybody or anything in the privacy of their home as a consenting adult to look at something like that. But what they don't know is the spirits come right out of that screen and go right into them. To the point that becomes more enjoyable than their own mate. And because it's demonic, it's supernaturally enhanced. So that the real thing won't even do it for you anymore. Then you're addicted. It's an addiction. But the good news is, it can be broken. That's the good news. And that's what I love about this place. When I started learning about deliverance, everything made sense all of a sudden. Everything made sense. Because now you know that what you thought was you is not actually you. That is good news. I just thought I was unloved. But the good news is, I am loved. Jesus Christ broke that, and I was in the same state. And this is the progression too. Satan will get you to that point, to that point, to that point, to where you are so miserable you don't even want to live anymore. So I went through a 4-year depression as a result of that, wishing I had never been born. This psychiatrist asked me, see, and at the time I didn't know about demons, so I went to a shrink. You know what crazy people do? I thought I was crazy. I knew I was sick. I was having some pretty sick thoughts. So I went to the psychiatrist and I cried. I was depressed. And he said, "Do you know why you cry?" "No." "How often do you cry like this?" "Every single day. Every single day." "It was terrible." "Are you suicidal?" "No." "No, I don't like pain." "I would never slit my wrist. That would hurt. I would never shoot myself. That would hurt. You know? There was no way I could think of that would be a good way to do it that wouldn't hurt. No, I'm not suicidal. I just wish I had never been born. And I found that in the Scripture. In Job. Job said, "Let the day perish in which I was born." I thought, boy, he was in my shrink's office. They wanted to give me medication, but I took one of the pills that they prescribed because I couldn't sleep. The demons would not let me sleep. And I took one pill and slept for 2.5 days and I flushed the rest down the commode because I had 3 babies. This is not antidepressants. This is anti-everything. You can't even function. No, there had to be another way. But you know, I went to the psychiatrist for 7 months and he helped me with understanding some things, but he didn't have the cure. And after 7 months, and I was no better, I was at my wit's end. And I got down on the floor and I just said, "Lord," I didn't even know a Christian could get depressed. I didn't know a Christian could get depressed. Christians can get depressed. But anyway, I got down on the floor and I was crying out to God because I just couldn't live anymore like that. I couldn't live anymore like that. And I was on the floor sobbing and I felt the atmosphere in the room change. And when I opened my eyes, I was not in my living room. This was too big to happen in my living room. And when I looked up, I was at the cross. It was a big cross. And Jesus was on it, and I looked up, and He was looking down. And I looked into His eyes, and He began to talk to me, and His mouth did not move. Just with His gaze, He began to tell me. And I had all of these things that He addressed. He knew every one of them. I was so lonely because I had pushed everybody away from me with anger. I mean, this is what I learned about the spirit of offense. When I was in depression, and y'all remember this, when I was in depression and someone would call my house and they called at the wrong time. "Hello? No. Whatever." And I'm sure they got off the phone and thought, because this is how we are. It's all about us, right? What have I done to her? For her to talk to me like that. What have I done? I haven't done. And people will rack their brains wondering, why did they treat me like that? What have I done? I haven't done anything. You know? But the truth of the matter is, it's not about you. The problem was in me. It had nothing to do with anybody that I was hateful to and cruel to. They didn't deserve it. So when somebody is snappy at you or whatever, don't take it personally. It's, you know, I used to tell my children, you walk past a nice dog, a sweet, good dog, and step on his tail, he's going to snap, you know? Because people that are hurting hurt people, unfortunately. Well, I gained an understanding through that depression of that. And now when I see people or someone snaps at me or whatever, my heart goes out to them because I know it's people that you don't even know do that. Did you ever see that movie, Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yes.
And the lady's carrying her groceries to the car and those teenagers were rude to her and she goes, "What did I ever do to you? You don't even know me." You know, I can relate to a lot of those things. There are some diseases that come from the bastard spirit. You can have autoimmune diseases. Many autoimmune diseases are attached to this spirit because there's a self-hatred. Autoimmune means that your very own immune system is attacking your body. It's attacking your own body. So if you're attacking your own body spiritually, it's going to work out into the flesh because everything does. It could be the cause of acne, lupus, It could be the cause of diabetes. Because people who have the bastard spirit cannot receive kindness. Can't receive kindness. And what is the body? Diabetes is the body can't handle sugar. Can't handle sweet. So it could be a part of that. There is people who are super sensitive usually have the bastard spirit. They're touchy. They're just waiting to be offended, waiting to be neglected. They have a spirit of offense. There's bitterness and anger and resentfulness and unforgiveness. I believe it's the root to narcissism, the bastard spirit. Because when you're super sensitive, that means it's all about you. And you're the center of the universe, and everything that happens is because of you. It happens to you or at you or because of you or you. You know, it's all I, me, my. It's a perverted self-love. You know, you've got to notice me. I want you to notice me, even though, you know, your rejection. It's crazy. No matter what, it's a mess. People who have the bastard spirit are usually a deep, dark pit of need. And I don't care how much you pour into it, it's never enough. They just will suck the life out of you. So they get into, when they want to perform and do good deeds, volunteers, so that you can be accepted, so people will value you and appreciate you. They usually have religious spirits. They'll be super religious, but they can't get, it's all here, but not here, because of that spirit. They're a letter of the law, because it's that perfectionism thing. You have to do it just right, or else. It's not a funny matter, but here's the good news. Just as the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, the blood of Jesus can break down that wall of the bastard spirit, that isolation, the bubble that you put yourself in between you and God and between you and others. That's the good thing. Happens this way first and then this way. Okay, let me look at Ephesians 2:12-22, and then we're going to pray. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were once far off are made near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments and ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, and came and preached peace to you who were afar off, and to them that were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple unto the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's how we're going to break this thing. That's why we're able to break this thing. So are you ready to receive your citizenship? Those of you who have felt alienated and separated from God and inferior to be accepted by God, okay, first of all, let's pray the prayer to cover us for protection. Father, I believe that you came to reconcile me back to God the Father through your shed blood. I believe that you were born of a virgin, walked on this earth as a man, were crucified, buried, and then resurrected. I acknowledge what you did on my behalf. I receive the gift of your salvation for me today. I acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you for that. Lord, cover me with your precious shed blood. In Jesus' name. Okay, now I'm just going to take authority over the bastard spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over the bastard spirit. I bind you and I break you off God's people right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of the bastard, every spirit that came into you because you were conceived illegitimately, and I say conceived illegitimately because there's a misunderstanding that, well, they got married. And the baby was born when they were married. So, no. It's when the baby was conceived. If it was conceived illegitimately, then that spirit is there. So I just come against every spirit of the bastard of being conceived outside of wedlock. In Jesus' name, come out. Every spirit of the bastard, I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. Now, why don't you just take a deep breath and blow it out? And as Uncle Frank used to say, I bind every violent manifestation. I command you to come up and out quietly on the breath. So when I call these things out, you just take a deep breath and blow. They'll come out on the breath. Now, if there's more, don't worry about it. I'm not. So we just don't want any distractions. Okay, I come against every spirit of alienation, being alienated and isolated, isolation, desolation, in Jesus' name. Every spirit of isolation, go, in Jesus' name. Every spirit of the loner, I bind you and break your power right now. Every spirit of the loner. Every violent spirit, I come against every violence, spirit of ravishing, of being disrespectful to property and your home and each other in Jesus' name. All violent spirits, go in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the spirit of destruction. It's a curse that everything that comes into your possession ends up in destruction. That's the bastard spirit. I bind that spirit right now and break it in Jesus' name. I command you to go. I bind every spirit of the thief. Right now, in Jesus' name, every spirit of the thief, I bind you and break your power. All stealing, just picking up things. I can take this from my job because they've got 5,000 paper clips. They're not going to miss 10. I bind that spirit of theft in the name of Jesus. I come against all antichrist spirits in the name of Jesus. All antichrist spirits. Not being able to receive the Spirit of God. I bind that Antichrist spirit right now. That spirit that is against the things of God, that are not interested in the things of God, that have no use for the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and break your power right now in Jesus' name. I come against anger. All spirits of anger, I bind you and break your power. Anger, you go. Anger, rage, frustration, temper tantrums, pouting, all spirits, all kindred spirits of anger, in the name of Jesus, I bind you right now and command you to come out. Huffing and puffing and rolling your eyes and stomping your feet and pounding your fists and all of those expressions of anger, I bind you right now in Jesus' name. I come against the inferiority complex. Right now, all spirits of inferiority, that everybody else is better than you. That you're the low man on the totem pole. In the name of Jesus, I break every spirit of inferiority. I come against irritability. All spirits of irritability. In Jesus' name, go. Being touchy and sensitive and wearing a chip on your shoulder and all those things that cause you to become irritable and naggy. In Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of timidity. All spirits of timidity, right now, I bind you and command you to go. Take a deep breath and blow. All timidity spirits, go. All shyness, go in the name of Jesus. All that spirit of shrinking violet, I command you to be broken in Jesus' name. All spirits of wanting to be invisible, don't see me, hiding behind a mask, I break all those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against fear of abandonment. In Jesus' name, every spirit of fear of abandonment, go in the name of Jesus. I come against nightmares and memory recall in the name of Jesus. All nightmares, insomnia, go in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. I also break the power of sleeping too much as a way of escape in Jesus' name. I bind all those spirits of escape. All spirits of fantasy, go in the name of Jesus. Being and you know what? Video games, too. That's another thing. Video games and all those things that you do on your computer, all those being all spirits of bondage to anything that you anesthetize your pain with right now in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power. I break the spirits of bondage, bondage to alcohol, bondage to drugs, bondage to sex, bondage to pornography, go in Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of Jesus. All self-hatred and self-destructive behaviors, I bind you and command you to be broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of abuse. All spirits of abuse, being abused and being the abuser in Jesus' name. I break all spirits of abuse in Jesus' name. I come against the nice, nasty spirit. You know, that nice facade that you put on, but deep down inside there's a root of bitterness and anger and rage and hatred and violence and murder and just wanting to beat people up in Jesus' name. I come against that nice, nasty spirit. It's Jekyll and Hyde, real nice one minute and a raging terror the next minute. I come against all fear spirits, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of loss, fear of belonging, fear of not being recognized in Jesus' name. All fear spirits, you go in Jesus' name. I come against that ugly spirit, I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. And I say that you are beautifully. It says that our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made in Jesus' name. I come against all complexes. All complexes. Oh, my ears are too big. My feet are too big. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I'm not whatever. I come against all of those nitpicking yourself to pieces in Jesus' name. I command you to be broken in the name of Jesus. Now, I come against the unloving spirit. I break that unloving spirit that stands in the way of you receiving love the way you need to and giving love the way you want to. I bind and break that unloving spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against all self-destructive behaviors, causing pain to yourself to relieve your own pain. All addictions to piercings and tattoos. Lord, forgive us for hurting ourselves. Forgive us for wanting to cause pain to our own selves. In Jesus' name. I come against all sexual sins in the name of Jesus. All sexual sin. All fornication. All spirits of whoredom. I break your power right now. All prostitution spirits, go in Jesus' name. I come against masturbation right now. Making love to your own self because you can't receive it from anybody else. And all the kindred spirits that go along with that, in Jesus' name. I come against incubus right now. I break your power. Incubus, we know why you're there. You've been exposed. And I'm breaking that power right now in Jesus' name. I break the power of incubus and I break the power of succubus in Jesus' name. You go. You go. You spirit of the bride of Satan, I command you to loose the people and let them go. They are the bride of Jesus Christ who shed his blood for them. Lord, I just release a spirit of love, a spirit of adoption, of self-acceptance, of happiness, of well-being in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against all cult spirits, needing to belong to a certain gang or team member or anything like that just because you need a family. Lord, I tear down that wall of petition between the people and you that has been standing in the way of them receiving your love. Right now, Lord, I ask you just to pour out your love. Pour out your love on each one of us. And Lord, I release the spirit of adoption. Of adoption. They are your children. And Lord, I just pray that you would begin to reveal yourself to them in a way they've never known you before, that they might be whole and that they might not need to turn to someone else, false gods, false refuges. Lord, that they can come to you for every need that they have. I bind the spirit of illegitimacy right now in Jesus' name. I break it off of every person in the name of Jesus, every illegitimate spirit, every spirit that you don't belong, all those driven spirits that you've got to work and perform. I break that spirit of performance off in Jesus' name. Fear of man, fear that you've got a man-pleasing spirit, I bind you and break your power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You loose God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask you to come right now, Lord. Reveal yourself to them. Let them know. Lord, tell them the same thing you told me. You're special to me. The Lord says you're special to me. I love you. I'm never too busy for you. I want to be your friend. If you don't have a friend, I will be your friend. You can call on me any time of the day or night. I long to hear your voice. I long to hear your voice. Talk to me. Let me come into your life and be your friend and keep you company and let that be your worth. You are worthy. I died. I shed every drop of my blood for you. I care about you. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Just receive it. Lift up your hands and just receive it. Do you know that from the throne of God, He is constantly showering down. It's falling from heaven. Anytime you need healing or peace or love or joy or gladness or kindness or provision or anything, it is coming down from the throne continually. Just lift your hands and receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I just release the love of God. I bless them with the love of God, Lord. I bless them with your love. I bless them. Lord, we are accepted in the Beloved. He loves you. Now I just remove every blocking spirit that is standing between you and your desire for God. I tear it down. I destroy it now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to begin to love and pour out your love. And now they're going to be able to receive it, Lord, because we've removed that bastard spirit. Enter into the congregation of the Lord. Enter into His family. Welcome, you are citizens. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the food. We really thank you for the food today, Lord. We are looking forward to enchiladas. Thank you, Tammy. Bless it, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.